Title: Bounce in A-Men Style Air Horn Hit with Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of the most iconic jungle effects moves ever, that A-Men era air horn stab. But we're not just dropping a sample on the grid and calling it a day. We're going to make it bounce like it came off a rave tape, lock it into Jungle Swing, print it to audio, and end with a one-shot you can throw into any drum and bass tune instantly. Quick mindset shift before we touch anything. This is an effects lesson, but in jungle and DNB, effects are part of the groove. If the horn doesn't interlock with the break pocket, it'll feel like a sticker on top of your beat instead of a piece of the record. First, set the session up so swing actually means something. Put your tempo in the 170 to 174 zone. I'll start at 172 BPM. And I highly recommend you grab an Amen loop or any classic break and drop it on an audio track as a reference. Loop one or two bars so it just runs. Warp it if you need to. Beats mode is usually fine for a clean break. The reason we do this is simple. Swing is relative. Your horn groove needs a grid owner. Most of the time in jungle, the break owns the feel, not the MIDI grid. Now let's get the air horn into a playable instrument. Create a new MIDI track and drop in Simpler, the stock one. Drag your air horn sample into Simpler. Set Simpler to one-shot mode and turn trigger on so the horn plays its full character even if you tap a short MIDI note. Add a tiny fade out, somewhere like 10 to 40 milliseconds, just to kill clicks at the end. Then trim the start. This matters more than people think. If there's even a little silence before the transient, your timing will always feel late and you'll keep fixing groove when the real issue is the sample start. So move the start point so the horn hits immediately. Optional, but extremely DNB. Pitch it into the vibe of your tune. Try transposing down by 2, 5, or 7 semitones. Minus 5 and minus 7 are classic for making it heavier and less cartoony. Just remember, the lower you pitch, the more you may want to shorten it so it doesn't feel like it's blooming forever over the drums. Cool. Now let's program an Amen style rhythm. Make a one-bar MIDI clip. Start with a placement that answers the snare and adds that late pickup energy. Put your main horn hit on beat 2, right where the snare energy lives. In Ableton's clip display, that's 1.2.1. Then add a late pickup hit at 1.2.4. That's the end area before beat 3. This is where a lot of jungle swagger comes from. Not just the main hit, but the little late drag that makes it feel like it's leaning into the next phrase. If you want an extra push at the end of the bar, add one more at 1.4.4. Not always, but it's a great classic bar turnaround poke. Now do velocities. This is one of the fastest ways to make it feel sampled instead of programmed. Make the main hit strong, around 110 up to 127. Then make the late hits lower, like 70 to 95. Teacher tip: if everything is loud, nothing feels like a phrase. Jungle is full of implied dynamics, even when it's smashed on tape. Now for the swing. You've got two solid methods, and you should be comfortable with both. Method 1 is groove pool, and it's the most authentic way to match a break. Open groove pool. You can start with something like an MPC 16 swing around 55 to 65, but the real move is extracting groove from your Amen. Right-click the Amen audio clip and choose Extract Groove. Now you've captured the pocket of that exact loop. Drag that groove onto your horn MIDI clip. Then adjust the groove settings. Timing around 70 to 95% is a good range. Add a tiny random value, like 2 to 6%, so it doesn't feel machine perfect. And push a bit of velocity influence, maybe 10 to 25%, so the groove isn't only timing, it's also phrasing. If you like it, you can commit the groove, which bakes it into the MIDI timing. I like committing when I'm about to print audio, because it keeps things predictable. Method 2 is manual micro-nudging, which is fast and super precise. Keep the grid at 1/16. Then take only the off hits, like 1.2.4 and 1.4.4, and nudge them later by about 8 to 18 milliseconds. That's the zone, where it starts to shuffle instead of sounding like a mistake. Leave your main anchor hit, the one on 1.2.1. mostly tight. This is key. If you swing the anchors too, the whole groove collapses into mush. In jungle, the anchors stay confident and the pickups do the dancing. Now let's build the character chain. We're going to do this with stock Ableton effects, in a very printed order. After Simpler, add EQ 8 first. High pass the horn somewhere, around 120 to 200 HC with a steep slope. Horns love to carry low mid junk that fights your kick and bass, and you don't even realize it until the drop feels cloudy. If it sounds honky, dip a couple dB around 700 HC to 1.2 kHz, and if it needs bite, add a gentle boost around 3 to 5 kHz, but go easy. Horn harshness is real. Next, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive it maybe 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. And trim the output so you're not slamming your master. The goal is tape attitude, not destroy the mix. After that, add redux, but subtle. Downsample around 6 to 12, try 8, and keep it reduction low, like 0 to 2. You're adding crust and edges, not turning it into a chiptune horn. Then add echo. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Dotted eighth is a jungle cheat code. Feedback around 15 to 30%. Filter it so the low end doesn't wash out. High pass around 200 Hz and low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Dry/wet around 8 to 18%. If you want movement, a touch of modulation is fine. Just don't turn it into a chorus puddle unless that's the vibe. Then reverb, small and dark. Size around 15 to 30%. Decay maybe 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient stays punchy. Low cut the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz. Dry/wet around 6 to 14%. The classic mistake is too much reverb. Jungle horns are usually compact and dirty, not gigantic and cinematic. Finally, add a limiter just as safety. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. You only want maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hit. If the limiter is doing the sound design, you're probably masking issues upstream. Now let's make it bounce like an amen hit. This is where envelope shaping matters. In Simpler's amp envelope, keep the attack basically instant, 0 to 2 milliseconds. Set decay somewhere like 250 to 600 milliseconds, depending on how long your horn sample is. Often set sustain to 0 for one shots, and use release around 60 to 140 milliseconds to avoid an abrupt cutoff. The big concept, the horn should feel like a stab, not a pad. Shorter is usually punchier, and punchier reads more sampled. If you want extra crack, add drum bus after your effects, or even before the time-based effects depending on taste. Set drive around 2 to 6, and transients up maybe plus 5 to plus 15. Usually keep boom off for horns unless you specifically want chesty low mid, and even then be careful because your bass will hate you. Here's a pro groove hack if the horn feels great but it reacts a little too late. Track delay. In live, show track delays, and set the horn track to negative delay, like minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds. This pulls the whole phrase forward without destroying the swing shape you worked for. It's like moving the performer closer to the front of the stage. Before we print, do a quick mono and phase reality check. Horn samples can be wide, coarse Y, or weirdly out of phase. Put utility at the very end of the chain and try reducing width to 0 to 50%. Toggle mono. If the horn collapses and disappears, you've got phase issues, so keep it narrower or reduce modulation in echo or any stereo processing. This matters because clubs, phones, and lots of playback systems don't reproduce super wide mid-range consistently. Also, level staging. Try to keep the horn track peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS before the limiter. That keeps it feeling recorded, not like a plug-in chain that's constantly redlining. Now we bounce. You have two workflows, and both are valid. Option 1 is resampling, which is fast and creative. Make a new audio track called Horn Print. Set its input to audio from your horn track, and choose PostFX. PostFX is important, because you want the character you built. Arm Horn Print, then record one or two bars while your horn plays. And here's a very jungle way to do it. Record 4 to 8 bars and do tiny performance moves while it plays. Like nudging echo dry/wet or saturator drive a little. Then you choose the best single hit from a few takes, like you're sampling a tape. That selection process is part of what makes it feel authentic. Option 2 is freeze and flatten. Right-click the horn MIDI track, freeze it, then flatten. Now it's audio with the effects printed. Super clean and CPU-friendly. Once you have audio, edit it like a real jungle producer. Trim the start so it hits instantly. Add a tiny fade-in, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, and a fade out, like 20 to 80 milliseconds. Those fades are the difference between pro one shot and why is this clicking in my drop. For warp, for one shots, I often turn warping off. If you must warp it to fit timing, use beats mode with a short transient setting, but don't stretch it so much that the tone starts wobbling. Then consolidate the final hit so it's a clean, self-contained sample, and save it properly. Drag it into your user library under something like samples, FX, horns, jungle. Future you will thank you. Now let's talk placement in an actual DNB phrase, because this is where people overdo it. Try a drop accent. One horn on bar 1, beat 2. Answering the snare. That's huge already. Or do a 2-bar call and response. bar 1 normal horn, bar 2 a pitch down variant, or a transition fill, a horn right before a crash with 1/8 dotted echo, so the tail throws you into the next section. And the most classic of all, restraint. One horn every 4 or 8 bars. If you're used to modern over FX drops, this will feel almost too sparse. Then you hit play and realize it's way more powerful. A couple common mistakes to dodge. Don't overswing everything. Swing the off hits. Keep anchors tight. Don't drown it in reverb. Don't leave low-end mud in the 100 to 250 range. And don't accidentally print pre-FX when you meant to print the vibe. Always confirm your recording post-FX. If you want to push into darker, heavier DNB, pitch down -5 to -12 and shorten the decay. Or build a parallel distortion rack with a clean chain and a dirty chain, blending the dirty around 10 to 30%. Another nasty trick. Gated room. Put a gate after your reverb before printing, so you get space that chops off fast. That rave room but controlled sound hits perfectly in techie rollers. And if you want menace right before a drop, do a micro stutter without turning it into a phlegm disaster. Use beat repeat for 1 moment only, set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16, chance 100%, gate around 40 to 70%, automate it on for just a beat, print it, and get out. Short, intentional, scary.